Here is the transcription.
Are they all talking about you? Listen, are they saying...
Why doesn't anybody ever ask her any place? Because she's such a droop, just mopes around feeling sorry for herself. Wouldn't you think she'd do something about her scrawny figure?
And maybe you can do something. Maybe you simply need more vitamin B and iron. Like Mrs. Lynn Reddy, who writes...
I had been so nervous, tired, and underweight that I decided to try ironized yeast. Well, now I feel like a new person. I've gained 10 pounds, and I feel so peppy. And my nervous, tired feeling has disappeared. My friends and relatives all remark how good I look. Ironized yeast has made me a very happy person.
And friends, if you simply need more vitamin B and iron, ask your druggist for ironized yeast. With IY on the package and on each tablet. Remember...
Step up your pep. Get back in high. Get ironized yeast with the big IY.
Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday at the same theater. I think we're going to have that same production. They put it in ahead of me in order that I may follow it. Would you be interested in my recipe for success? Oh, Sam's in tonight, by the way. The guy who joined the Army. It appears he ain't joined the Army. He was on vacation. He's been enjoined by the Army to sit tight. So he walked in tonight, and he'll play a little thing here and a little thing there. And so, would you be interested in my recipe for success? I got it. I have finally solved it. How to be a success? Never make less than $1,000 a week. That's all. That's all. I mean, it's just all there is. All. Yeah, Sam's back. Oh, good evening, anybody. Here's Murgan, international banker. Not exactly international, more of a neighborhood banker. I went to cash a check today in a branch of my bank. Couldn't get to the home office. I walk up to the window with my check, and the man takes a check and he holds it up to the light. Thumb through his world almanac. He nudges the clerk next to him. He laughs, and he says, I don't know you. So then I went behind the railing there to see the man with the glasses who okays the check if he knows you. He didn't know me either. Call my own bank, I said. Go ahead and call him. He was a little too smart for me, though. What are they going to do, he says. Give me your signature over the phone? I got on my knees and I pleaded with him. I gave him a set of my fingerprints in full color. I gave him a bite of my apple on a stick. I gave him all the stuff about my life, the marks I got in school. Gave him 2 coupons for my sugar ration book. He didn't know me. I told him about that girl in Arrowhead, Michigan. I told him about that tweed suit I got in Philadelphia in the winter of 35. Showed him a picture of my Aunt Belitha. I drew him a diagram of my living room. He said he didn't know me. Finally, he agreed to call up my home bank. He got on the phone. He said, Hello, George. How's tricks, George?
Sure. Yes, sir, Marie's fine. Sure. Well, give us a ring sometime, boy. We can have lunch together or something. Yeah, regards to the wife. So long, George.
And then he turned around and he said George didn't know me either. As I turned to go, he said,
Morgan? Henry Morgan? Say, there's a guy on the air with a name, something like that.
I said, Oh, really?
And he said, Yeah, I don't know him either.
How to cash a check.
Yeah.
Good evening, anybody. Here's Morgan, the penniless. Morgan the pauper, known to his friends as the Gowanus Canal Trust Company Kid. We trust ourselves with your money. Someday we may even trust you with your money. Speaking of life insurance, here's the Oligarchy Swing Septet, 8 men in a trio, singing, They started to ration gas, and Morgan was left speechless. Got a letter from a woman I've known a long time. She says, "Oh, for heaven's sake, heart rendering from you." I never said heart rendering. Rending, that's me. I never say preventative either. Don't give me that stuff. Where's that Cougar record, Sam? What'd you do, cancel everything? Got a station falling apart? Take it all the way out, Sam. I got a special announcement. Ladies and gentlemen, later on this evening, from 8 o'clock till 9, Mr. Alfred Wallenstein and his all-boy orchestra and some other people are going to do Four Saints in Three Acts. That's 8 o'clock over this station. And they do it because it's an American opera, it says downstairs on the bulletin board. The libretto is by Miss Gertrude Stein and her air-conditioned intellect. And the music is by the equally celebrated Virgil Thompson. The only reason for my mentioning all this is that nobody understands the opera except Gertie and me. Now, out of personal regard for Wally, as I call Mr. Wallenstein behind my own microphone, I'd like to explain just what this thing's about. I'm going to do it, too, because I said I'd like to, did I? All right. Take this part, for instance, and I'm quoting from Miss Stein's own illegible thing. It makes it well fish for saints. It makes it well fish for saints. Prepare for saints. It makes it well fish. It makes it well fish. Prepare for saints. Unquote. Of course, the Fitzgerald translation comes at a time when the Norman influence was impacting itself against the basic East Anglian up until, say, pre-Chaucer. Verdi, Giuseppe Verdi himself, was 74 before they produced Otello at La Scala in Milan. As a matter of fact, he was 74 before he wrote it, and even soon after. Take the phrase, "It makes it well fish." Will Cuppy made some money by saying that the Spanish mackerel has a narrow peduncle, dappled sides, a trilobed liver, and a blue abdomen, but that didn't make it Spanish. He said they travel in shoals because they can't bear to be alone. PM says you can get red salmon, 18 cents the number one can, at A&P in the Bohack stores. Of course, the major production difficulty has been the fourth saint, who hasn't any act, except a little juggling in the prologue. Wallenstein covers this with a flute glissando based on a theme taken from his personal collection of stuff to have themes based on. Only one in the business has got one, too. This is the first folksy American opera to have parts written in for two slide rules and an unoccupied French horn, which only plays the tacits. It may be of some interest to you that Weinberger, Wally's timpanist, once went to Prague soon after leaving PS-169. Spingarn, who plays first accordion, was also in Prague at the time. Strangely enough, they never met. And as I said in the beginning, anything Wally does is okay with me. No more gas, no more tires. That's the way we talk. And what'll we do in the meantime, madam? In the meantime, we'll walk. I'll walk. We'll walk. Unless, of course, you're smart enough to, I'll tell you how it goes. If you want a pair of Adler knockabout sports shoes and you don't live near an Adler store, parcel postal do your walking for you. We made arrangements with old man Adler to let you buy these knockabout sports shoes by mail. That's the way we do business. Here's all you do. You get a postcard, you write your name and address on one side. It's standard right up to there. And you write the size of your shoe and the color you'd like to have. This is for all the people who live out of town, or even if you live in town, we'll do this. Name and address on one side, put the size of your shoe and the color on the other. The colors are brown, beige, green, rust, natural. I guess that means natural shoe color. White, navy, maize, maroon. All those colors. They come in sizes 5 to 13. So if you send me a card, we'll see that you receive a pretty cute-looking little pair of knockabouts. You pay the postman or whoever brings them, but you pay $2.39. That's $2.39. And a couple of the pennies there for the mailing. That's a bargain. These are Adler knockabout shoes. There's a moccasin type in brown leather with a leather sole and rubber heel. Same price, $2.39. So you can do one of three things. You can go to an Adler store and see knockabout sports shoes, or drop me a card and we'll send you a booklet illustrating the style so you can order from that. Or I'll pick out a pair for you. Want to do that? Send me a postcard with your name, address, shoe size, and color. And we'll do you the stuff there. Pretty cute little shoes there. They're good for the summer and next summer and the summer after that. Old man Adler says you can't sell shoes over the air like that, but I think you can. So if you don't live around the town, or even if you're in New York, we can do it that way. And they'll fit you, and you'll be happy. The man's name is Adler. My name is Morgan. How you been? Hey, just think about these priorities. Isn't that wonderful for Christmas? No more ashtrays with greetings from Asbury Park. No more chromium clocks stuck in statues' stomachs. Ever see those? Yes. What are we going to do about those neckties, though, Wallace? Hey, Henderson, how about using those necktie colors for camouflage instead? Whatever happened to Stan McGovern? Did you know that I am this month's leading candidate for Mr. Subways? Would you like to write a question for information, please, and win a set of encyclopedias? How about Shakespeare? For example, Hamlet. Here's your question. I'll give it to you. What was the married name of the first gravedigger's sister, the one who married that fellow from Norway? Or, what did the gravedigger from North Carolina say to the gravedigger from South Carolina? I can tell you what'll happen. Mr. Fadiman will read it. Karen will identify 200 species of birds from their nicknames. Mr. Adams will sing all of the Pirates of Penzance. Levant will hum a little boogie-woogie. Oh, well, here's a transcription.
Modern design.
On land, in the air, and on the sea to victory.
Right, in America's speedy pursuit ship. It's modern design that makes the big difference. In cigarettes, too, it makes the big difference.
Modern design means Pall Mells are longer. Modern design means your throat is protected. Notice Pall Mells' greater length. Pall Mell filters the smoke naturally over a 20% longer route of Pall Mell's traditionally fine tobaccos. Pall Mell's greater length travels the smoke further, gets rid of heat and bite on the way. Pall Mell's modern design filters the smoke, protects your throat.
Modern design.
In the air, and on the sea to victory.
Smokers, remember what Pall Mell's modern design does for you. Pall Mell's greater length filters the smoke, protects your throat.
What'd you say, madam? Do I inhale? Oh, about half the time. The other half I breathe out.
This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.
Hey!